Right, we're holding some milsim in Reish Mem. So I just have a couple, one or two shahs, and we're going to weiter. So somebody came to his Rebbe in seminary and said that she's going to be Shankar Ravim, and says, I just want to know that she has, like, parents aren't so well, grandparents aren't so well, and her parents basically make her take care of her totally. Like, she's like, I have to take care of them 24/7. It's, like, very, very difficult for her. And she just went to speak shkafically to one of her seminary teachers, and they told her, like, yeah, this is her nesayin, and wanted to know what he thought about the actual concept of the idea. So what was the home thing before? What?
Yeah, but Michelle,
I mean, you're saying that you're
saying
that
you're
saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying that
you're saying that you're saying
that you're saying that you're saying that you're
saying that you're saying that you're saying that you're saying
what do you say?
Who said what normal is? Just because you're lazy, no one takes
you. I can't put it back on you. You put it back on. No, it's on you though? Do you have all the time? It's on now? Let me take care of this. anyhow, I'll come find him. So that basically, halacha is. Huh? If it's out of the range of. It's still over here. If it's out of the range of normalcy. If it's normal, you know, she's mechuyev to go and do it. If it's something which is very, very difficult, and it's out of the range of normalcy, we're supposed to be Mishal, Mishal Ben, which is not just applied to mom, and I guess we weren't here. He used to choose Merrick, one of the two. But it does not just apply to, it doesn't just apply to mom, it applies to also everything.
Let's say you're liquid, so you have to learn for 10 hours a day, otherwise you're 5 and 5, you have to learn for 10 hours a day. If you're in somewhere else at all.
Huh? I understand what? Hold on a second. So basically, if it's something that age, this girl is saying it's out of the range of normalcy, what they're asking her to do, she feels like a shmata, and whatever. So as a Baal Eitza, you know, as a Baal Eitza, the seminary teacher saying this is her, as a Baal Eitza, as the seminary teacher saying this is Nisayin, I think we should reframe it. Her understanding probably is to tell her parents, like, I'd kambasula, so in a nice, respectful way. And it's not her understanding. What? Yeah, if it's out of the names around, she's making her tashmata, she can't deal with it. So then. What do you say? Well, we have the sugya of both. It's for two reasons. Number one is tzchiv grandparents will see. Two, tzchiv their parents. It's one of the tzrachim that help them take care of their parents. It's one of the needs. I think that goes up being them. Fine. One case. Next case. Lava de Torah. She was Minchas Alaza Dali Gimel as a very Dali Minchas Alaza that somebody's father on his deathbed said that the certain person caused him just a tremendous amount of tzar and drove his life crazy. And made his life miserable, and he's dying at a younger age because of this person, and give him a tzava not to have any shaykh with this person. Should he listen to him or not? What do you say?
No.
I'm told today? Okay. So Mechaz Lazar discusses that. The Chuvah Sarash says that. The Chuvah Sarash says that if somebody's father tells you, not to talk to a certain person, you don't have to listen to them. Why? Because there's a verily systemized lava debitary, therefore you don't have to listen to them. So Mechaz has all Chuvah discussing that if there's a very good reason to hate somebody, is there a sister or not? If somebody goes ahead and does something to you which is totally not Peseder, maybe there is no Isser of Snitza in such a situation, in such a scenario. And he writes, Perfat is the din of Gael Adam, right? If somebody kills somebody's father, right? There's a mitzvah Gael Adam. So even a mitzvah to go ahead. And a mitzvah, heter, whatever it is. There's a din such a thing. He says, in this situation, this guy causes so much char, and the person, and his Bekatzer Chayav, he doesn't really hear any issue, and it would not be Isser of loy sisna. In a similar vein, we had a shayla a couple of times. Unfortunately, parents are divorced, and let's go say the case of. No, throughout the case, going back to them. Parents of divorce. Let's say we'll go two cases. One case was, let's go. Father was unfaithful, and Mamela, they got divorced.
Unfaithful, as in like.
And Mamela. Now the son was getting married. And the mother said she does not want. The mother says she does not want the father coming to the wedding.
Who's getting married? The mother or the father?
The son is getting married, and the mother said, "Don't want dad, don't want your father coming to this wedding."
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
What's the child? You shouldn't invite your father.
So first, that's a malacha. Niskar. Kiva Akivinei, who goes first? Niskarsha, what's the halacha? Niskarsha, Shneim. Niskarsha, Shneim Shavim. Niskarsha, Shneim Shavim. We have the divorce, therefore they are Shneim Shavim. Okay, so now what do we do? We have the father against the mother, the Shneim Shavim. So we have a little bit of a problem. Now, so what?
The mother not going to give it up.
Who?
The mother is going to pay her not to give it up.
So the mother's saying don't speak to the father. The mother's saying against, go against the Torah.
So
he can choose whichever he wants. Now the question is there a lesson going on over here?
She's telling him about what I say.
Is there a lesson going on over here?
The mother is a mitzvah.
Is it?
What do you say? No, so the question is there a lesson? We have a good seba. Why?
Why wouldn't there be?
No, is there Isla Sisna?
Why is it the son is
there is?
Why not?
Why not?
Why is it the son is
there?
Huh?
The son has a problem.
Somebody beats her. He's a wife beater, right? Now they get divorced. So now is and is there leisisna in that situation?
What's
happening? No, the truth is, if somebody says don't talk to somebody, you don't listen because iser of leisisna. You know, because then the thing will have a deuter. Is there? It's a leisisna in the case where there's a siba. Well, I'm saying there's a siba. Why? It's not the person never asked mechili. He doesn't even never ask mechili. Right? To have a taina. So right. So it's not like. What did I say? Now we go to keep it shalav. What? For what? There's any meisa my saamcha. That's a Russian. That's psachim kavir gimel. Have you handling stamp? Is this of like if somebody does something to me, right? I'm allowed to have a kapita, right? The Gemara says somebody does something to you, you're allowed to be tain on somebody. If the guy asks mechila, he's supposed to be meichel. If he doesn't ask mechila,
what type of thing does he do?
What do you say?
What?
There's some.
You flick the ear. What do you do?
Fuck the air, got that in a minute.
What's the gather?
We'll get that soon. By the way, I'm giving extreme examples. Now, you know, we're a healthy person when I have a taina. Okay, that's an example. That's a gather. But it's not all relative. What? Okay, let's go on. Let's go back to it. So let's go move on to Avi Rasha. So also having a gay Avi Rasha is a Dichia Kibra Vemir and that. Serious Asuk is Bava Kamadav Sadek Dada brings down that. It's talking about somebody who's a Gaza and Aviv Ribis paying off the Schreivis Lacham Yisrael Aviv. So the Gemara brings out that Batsam, he's not Oisim Maisei Amcha, so really it should be no Chiyav Kibrav Eim, no Chiyav Natsam Chal Yisrael. The Gemara says Kish also Tshuva. Mashma, if he went to Tshuva, it would not be a Dim Kibrav Eim. Mitzadacha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down that and it's brought down over here also that. A son can't be a sheikh to be Malkas Aviv. He can't be a sheikh bezent to his father. Why can't he be a sheikh bezent to his father? The Chayyar's father is a Rasha. he deserves malchus, and he can't do it. So it seems to be a stiras hasoka. So nechigor rishanim, which is the ikar. She does Rambam is mamzer chayv kavim meirai. Even Zerasha, Averis, Mechavde, Misari Mimenu, Rambam holds that there is a kibbut, of an aim. I watched something on Baba Kamed Af Sadek Dalet, which says only if he does tshuva, there's a kibbut in that. So the Mefarshim on the Rambam from Halchim, one plan is that it's Lacher Misa. The only time he's done kibbut of Rasha is when he's alive. It's Lacher Misa and he's dead, so there is no din to do kibbut of aim in that situation. Why is Lacher Misa different? The Revaz Nusach was because there's no hope for him, he's dead, he's finished, the game's up. Therefore, being that the game's up, therefore, there's not shy for him to do tshuva. It could be just a keyword of Lacha Misa, a different type of gather like we saw. It's not the Zobah gather. And Lacha Misa, if he's Rosh, he's not Kimuchiv. Mashenke Mechayim, if he's Mechayim, there would yes be a keyword of the aim. There's another plan over there that someone's Yorish, so now it's his money. So it's his money, so that's him to give away from his money. Elamite is then keyword of aim to go ahead and pay off the chivis to the father, but when it's your money, and it's Lacha Misa when it's a Rasha, then there would not be a Chiyav, and that's Pshan Shita Zerambam. Other Rishonim, Mordechai, Yismayim, even though you're not mechuyev the chavdai, but litzarei is something which is going to be aser, and to give litzarei then it's going to be aser.
Litzarei b'zayin.
His son's a doctor. Can he give his parents like a shot?
That's a big English mouth. So not much mouth. We'll see. It's very negative. He's a doctor, he's a dentist, something that comes up very often. Okay, fine, no, it's okay. So let's go to the case. We got a shayla once, somebody's parents, the father left his mother a yiguna. Is a mutter for him and the rest of the family not to talk to the father in order to force the father to go ahead and give it to get.
Is that Sarah Brayston?
Huh?
Is that Sarah from Brayston?
What's your stuff? Mm-hmm. Not divorce.
Huh? It's not divorce, so Yechiel is saying that Batsim who goes first, father goes first, not divorce. That Batsim, maybe you should be a Chiyav. So the Batsim Sugya is going to be the Sugya. Is he a Rasha or not? Aviv Rasha, according to Mechabi, you're Mechoyed to Kibbutz Aveim, according to Ramah, you're not Mechoyed to Kibbutz Aveim. What's good at Rasha? So it depends. You'd have to, look, marriages and divorces are very, very complicated. And you know, it's very multifactorial, but if there's a bezin involved and the bezin seems to feel that he should give a get, and the bezin is saying he's a siriv, then we could assume that he's a rasha, and we could send him a rasha. If there's, you know, no bezin involved or many bezins involved, and latin that's the way it is, you know, sometimes her demands are too high, right? You know, there are different situations. Sometimes just, she wants to have the kids, she wants to have this, and he doesn't want to do that. And that's a very complicated sugya. But al kopanim, if there's a bezin which says that he'll go beseder, so then he is of a rasha. So point to the chavadov is there be chivah game. According to Rama, there be no chivah of aim. Harry Paskin, the Bach says maybe nochin lachim at das Rambam. That's also not the Bach. It's nochin the Bach of the chaver. The chayodim when he brings it around, brings down the chaver v'yesh em like Rama. Al chashulchan said das b'reiva place from that there would not be any chivah of aim. The mocking that somebody is of Russia. So it's depends. So it's multifactorial. In terms of being a Russia, so number one is that this is how it goes. Gemara Daf brings down, your father tells you to be Tam of the Mesim. You might think that you should listen to them. Kamash Milan that the Yom Zadir 5 saying, Lava Debe Torah, because the Nivat Tachay Bek Friday. So, fact, all the Mephashim, the guys, Maimir, Kiveger, another, all the. What's the happening thing about him? Why says your father tells you go be Tamil Mason? You might think you listen to him, Kamash Milan, you don't listen to him. Your father tells you go be Tamil Mason, so he's a Rasha.
Huge.
What's going on over here? You have a shayla?
Yeah.
So the cover of the Mahach. The Mahach goes to Miami, he says over there, half an hour, that Stam Bedibur, you're not a Rasha. Very interesting concept. Stam Bedibur, just by talking, you can't become a Rasha, you have to be a Maisa. And he says that will not make you into a Rasha. Shita goes to Miami. Kivega says that it's a lower circular reason. Kivega says that if I carry. If the halacha was, I'll skip it of the aim. This is fascinating. If the halacha kibud aim was, his mitzvah was, he's a mechuyav to listen to you, so then you're not a rasha. If my parental authority gave me the ability to tell my son to not to do a mitzvah, so then when the son's not doing a mitzvah, he's not doing aveir. He's doing a mitzvah. He's doing kibud aim. So if there wouldn't be a pasuk, pegu kiveg, that's my answers. But the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? Svara, what do you need for? Typically, if father's a rasha, kibud aim. Terry says, if the Kivega says, if the authority of a parent was that you're allowed to do it, then by telling you to be over it, so if I tells you, Chal Shabbos, that'll be a mitzvah. So therefore, there's no, you're not going to say the father is a Rasha. Once the pasuk tells us that he has no right to do it, so maybe it's, then Elchami, you don't listen to it, and maybe Elchami, the father is a Rasha. But that answers the question.
It's totally fair to say if they still
I don't care whether there is or isn't, it's the chuyo, hutsu, whether this is there. Your father told you to do it, this is what you're supposed to do. God wants you to do it, right? So therefore, there's nothing wrong. It's not like it's not considered Russia by doing such a thing. Another malach, could be the person who's in Ramas too, is that the only time you consider Russia is somebody does something kaseder. Sometimes one time, we all make mistakes, right? We spoke out Friday night, everyone makes mistakes. Ramas, don't learn from your mistakes. And if somebody makes a mistake one time, or does it isn't one time, I think we consider it a rasha. If I tell you one time, Bima Tamil Mason, why is he a rasha? He did something wrong one time. Therefore, he would not be considered a rasha. And therefore, that's why.
But in cases, all these things are not the same.
Are you saying?
Is that one time thing?
No, that's a kaseda digger thing.
That they bring from correcting the father who's being over as a return.
Yeah, so Akapanyam. Yeah, so halacha l'maaseh like this. If the father is a Rasha l'hachis, let's look into three different categories. Rasha l'hachis, Rasha t'yavin, and t'nishin ishpa, and halacha l'maaseh. Rasha l'hachis, his pashit, there's no din kibud, he's a Rasha, and he's a maaseh amcha, and even the Rambam is going to agree that there is no kibud of the aim, and therefore, if he's one of the evil ones, then there's no din kibud of the aim at all. Huh? What do you say? It's Pasha. Somebody who's Apikaris, somebody who's a Rasha. Rasha Lachis, Apikaris, all those people, any of them, Maisa Amcha is Pasha that the Gemara from Mavar Ribis, he does Averis, but somebody who's a Rasha Lachis, a Mumar, and the Lachis are somebody who's a Rasha Lachis, we, right? So therefore, the Lachis is Avada, there's no din. Somebody who's a Tinek Shinishpa, Kipshuta, he's not always my. He still said always my say Amcha. He doesn't know better, and therefore there would be a chiyukir of him. We get attention to what we spoke about many times in the past. Machlekes whether in the case of Rambam, machlekes we ask for chazanis. Somebody who's brought up being brainwashed. Can I get from Yudin? Is that called attention nishpa? Is not called attention nishpa? That's what we ask for. Is that you're not considered attention nishpa? Chazan shalos. That would be considered attention nishpa. What? Why? Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Yash says you would. Chazan Shah, you would be considered Tinik Shnishpa, and Yasha says you're not. What I said wrong? Because Tinik Shnishpa is somebody who grew up being Akam, the Lashon Rishonim of his master. He grew up in like communist Russia in the olden days, never heard it from Jews. Over here, he knows it from Jews, and he knows that they exist. He should. He can't say, you're on the tennis like this. Think a little about life, or think what you're doing on this planet, and explore. And you should be like Yisrael, and you should discover the truth. Therefore, we can't consider you a total. So, because by the Tinik Shnishpa, Kipshutai, Kipashis, you'd have to be Machmer. The Mechalikis is somebody who's a Mermelet Yavin. So, the Mechab is saying that there would be Kibbut Aim. Rama says there would not be a Din, Kibbut of Aim. So, back to, okay, what cases did I mention? Remind me. So, what were the cases we spoke about so far?
Not abusive.
The father didn't want to give a get. So if a Bezdin says that he is out and he is wrong, so then if a Bezdin says that he's wrong, he has a din of a Rasha, and we go like the right place, and all the women be Mitzkiv of Aim. But either could be Asuk Afisha Meisura, so maybe Asuk Afisha Meisura, that if able to be Mafishim Meisur, that also, and help the Isha Ziguna, then that also would be something. No, it's Rama, I'm saying. Like that. And
not even to Mivazim?
No, not to Mivazim. That's Sari, saying. We're just breaking off the relationship until he does the proper. Now, Menegeya Ger. Ramesh Shuvi Yardir Bees Kufnun. Very fascinating. Shuva. Somebody's Gert Sadek, mother was sick. Wants to know, can she go visit her mother and take care of her and help her? Is there any aspect of Kiruv Aim? Is there, the flip side is that her mother is a guy, and maybe she got a relationship, and you know, are we worried about Ger Chiz L'Surai? Maybe something which is not so good to do or not, and what do you do B'chi Hai Gavna? And as it brings me into the Shaila, does a Ger have an aspect of Kiruv Aim to his biological parents? You know, halachically, they're not his parents at all. And ma dino ebechi hai gavna. So the Rambam brings down ger also the kala avi imoi leivazo shleim rabbanu kedusha chamur kedusha kala. He says it's also to mevazo his parents shleim yomur shabbanu kedusha kala chamur kedusha kala. And if he can go ahead and embarrass them. Then the Rambam says, Lashon, Hilchos Rambam, v'chabdu iktsas. He says, on Nusach V'Yishuv, he should chab them somewhat. He should go ahead somewhat and be mechabed them parents ktsas. So Moshe and Shuvah explain, what's the gedor of what's about this kibbutz aim? Why is there an aspect of kibbutz aim on your parents who are good? Where does such a thing come from? So Moshe says that we still, you study Kibbutz Aim is what? Hakaras Hatayv. You study Kibbutz Aim is going to be Hakaras Hatayv, the fact they brought you to Chayei Olam Hazeh. And therefore he says that Avada, there's an aspect of doing Kibbutz Av, even by Av Goy, there's a concept of Hakaras Hatayv. I said, because they're your parents. Halachically, they're not your parents. So you're not related to them, right? If they're Megayer, saying right. Only Ashley Yomru maybe, but the bad some if they're not related to you. They shouldn't say we, you know, that before it was Aser, now it's Matabak upon him. Bad some they're not related to you. So Moshe says the gather is that there's some level of Akar Satoiv. Doesn't have all Gedri kid name. He's Moshe says the Mahagdar would be like whatever's accepted in the world, how you respect parents. That'll be the Agdar over here. It's not the mamash, the mitzvah kibbutz aim. It's more of a. Okay, if that's enough. Akapanim, whatever is normally accepted in the, you know, that'll be the gather, and there would be an aspect of kibbutz of aim. We had this shot over the years. It's a mutter. Is there a loisacha name? Is there a loisacha name on your parents who. By Geir. Can you daven that his parents should live? Are you davening for goyim? Is one marmokim? We found one's a marmokim. Maybe it's a chesktanis or something, which says you could say kaddish. You can say kaddish for your father's a guy. Yeah, and everyone's chesktanis. Kind of, they say shum davar. You're not related. And we once found a marmokim. I can't remember right now. If that's mechavis, now I'm talking. I remember. If that's mechavis, maybe it's a chesktanis or it's a sefer chesidim. Or that means there's any of saying kaddish. Your father was a guy, and then everyone's chalak, and they said, no, shaykhas, you're not related to it. But come on, there's an aspect of some level of karas latoiv, and therefore they were doing. I'm going to get up.
Non-Jewish father, you're not related to his father?
What?
The person has a Jewish mother, but not Jewish father, you're not related.
This is no yichas, I'm saying. What do you say? What's the question about abusive? What do you say? The question is he considered? It's a very theoretical question. I question. What? What do you say?
No one's
abusive. What do you say?
Because we're all weak and we should be able to be off the recorder.
No, on the recorder. Okay, it says, also, Adam, the Hach, Eilah, Banav, the Hach, 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 the Hach Yichov Yalein Mehem Yishu Meichel them. Hamach Kvadi Kvadi Meichel. Isn't Hamach Kvadi 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 Meichel? That is a chiddush. The kibbutz aim is told. Is been we saw. We saw the vikuach. Kibbutz Ben Lachaver Ben Lamakim. Where we see that the father's aspect. Either way, there's a right to be Meichel. There's covered, and if he doesn't want the covered, then he doesn't have to take the covered. How does this stem with the Ramban? Was that kibbutz aim is Ben Lamakim? So what right do you have to be Meichel?
Hashem is also
Meichel. No, the answer is that the Ben Amla Makim is to mechabit your parents. If he doesn't want it, it's a kibud. Therefore, if a person doesn't care about the kibud, then you know it's not called the aspect of a din kibud. Akabanim, Sefer Chassidim says that even though for your Meichel, it's only be the other, not be Dei Shemayim. Which is a very interesting concept that such a thing works. Like, what does it mean? It means, in this world, it means it's not called Yoyver the Mitzvah, but you get to heaven, they're going to have something waiting for you. Sefer Chassidim. It only works to B'day Adam, B'day Shemayim. Where is it? Anyone have a Malkam over there?
Is it?
It was. Should be.
Has there been any grandma? What's like she's B'day Adam?
Sefer Chassidim was Tavka Fein Gimel. Says Masha Omar. You're going to be chayev. Kvega brings down that even though we say if you go ahead and do it, it's very important. If you go ahead and do it, you got a kiyam mitzvah. Even though if you go ahead and do it, you got a kiyam mitzvah. This is veinigea. You know, if your parents are not makbe that you stand up, you going home for Pesach? Okay, you're probably fast right now makbe that you stand up, right?
Stand up.
Okay, stand up. If you stand up, right, so you got a kiyam mitzvah. A kiyam mitzvah? You know, it's meichel kvaido. So I say, I always tell people, try five times. If he still minds it to five times, then whatever. Could be not. I don't know. Could be. First time he doesn't get strange. What?
If he starts loving it.
They say.
This shem is always in the Ramban that if you're meichel, then you don't mitzvah.
Ramban, we said something.
If there's no mitzvah,
yeah, that's not so much that they know why how that would work. Now, there's a coin to Ramban, a little bit in the say this is return to Shalom Kavayde. Like, we'll be the concept that the two dinim and. It's still fart, it's a kiyam, fart, it's a kavod. No, I'm not sure. Sorry. Yeah, fart, it's a kiyam. Okay, well, yes, and Yan, even the Moichel, to go ahead and still to. But Bizoyin, it's brought down the only Kimoichel on Kvoyday Moichel, but Bizoyin, Chusha Vash says he cannot be Moichel on something which would be a Bizoyin. So one thing is important as a parent, you should always be Moichel your kids, whatever they do, because Avash Moichel, Moichel. And I didn't say that. Whatever they don't do, you should be meichel them. In other words, that's all you meichel everything. You meichel hakol. You don't have to tell them that. Shrevi said they shouldn't have any problem. Not that you tell them you're meichel, make an announcement, but you should be meichel everything your kids do to you because kvodim meichel, and it's not a problem. In other words, if he has to do something for you, if he might not, you know, so if he might not do, you're not supposed to ask, right? But on the tzad, he doesn't. On the tzad, now you should be meichel. That there's not going to be an issue. Now it says that it's also the first father, doctor, too much, leaving the michshol. You should look away as much as possible. And the Ramban brings down that some is makik b'nei gadol, they were nadinai say. Why? Because by hitting him, you're causing him to be over on. By hitting him, you're causing him to be over on Yisurim. Therefore, if he's over the Mechshel, why? He might go ahead and mazalz you back, might go back and even hit back. Therefore, it's over the Sitim Mechshel. So that when Claire, Lifnei Ever the Sitim Mechshel, famous Shaila, the Amalachi. If I hand you, what's Lifnei Ever the Sitim Mechshel? What's the case? What's classic case of the Lifniva? Kais Yain L'Nazir, right? Let's say I give a Kais Yain L'Nazir and he doesn't drink it. Was there ever Lifniva the Lifniva or not? Is the Isser the ability to go ahead and do the Isser? Or the Isser is the fact that he went and did the Isser? Huh? See, the Malachi is Mesopic, someone being right from this Gemara, that he hit his child, they put him in Chayim. Why they put him in Chayim? Because ever Lifniva the Mechshel. Why is ever Lifniva the Mechshel? They didn't wait to see whether this kid in the back or not. wanted to wait and see what happens. If the kid didn't bag, then it wouldn't be a problem. So why are they putting him in chayim for hitting his child? And therefore, it seems to be right that it's the favorite right away. The dichay, which is the pshat, is that it's definitely also to do. I can't give a kaseyayim l'nazir. Maybe if he didn't, l'nazir doesn't drink, I wasn't able to mafeya. But that is something which is also to do. I'm not allowed to do it. So if they put him in chayim for doing something which is a also a thing to do. Maybe. Right, but the question is, he is also to put it there. The question is, if it doesn't happen, the ma'isa, so the kid's 100% right. So anyhow, see, now that I hit a child, why? Because maybe he will hit you back and be mezalzel, and therefore it's still living the evil sita mechshel. What's called b'nei gadol? What's called b'nei gadol? Ramah says b'nei gadol is after 22 or 24. Okay, how old are you, Yeshua?
22 or 24?
Well, that's it. That's Ramah's. You guys saw it? Ramah's.
So I that together.
There it is. Now, the Ritva in the Sagavanet says, Taliya Kalafi and Yanade Kalafi Matsev, and Ubitala Kalafi and Kalafi Matsev. It's Tali Kafi. It's the Ritva Chidushav says, Nir Nadam Legolu Mamish, a Kalafi Tavi Jeshachashir, Yakin Legavdav, and Matsev, Kafiu. If he's not bar mitzvah, and if he wouldn't be bar mitzvah and he's going to hit you back, then don't. It's not a good idea to go ahead and do it. Push me any leaning lights, and I guess we'll talk a little about hitting your children or not hitting your children, which I want to talk about it. So it's a little bit of a what?
A little children hitting you.
Well, let's talk about both of them. You know, it's a little bit of mitzvah echad. You look at the Karis Chazar brings down, hit your children sometimes, right? I'm saying. Marmakis says there are concepts brought down in terms of a thing of hitting your children. Obviously, not talking about 22, 24, like Rama says, but I got to hit you back. But there is an aspect of hitting your children. Mitzad Beis, they say, Veli Apian says he has charata every single time he hit his child. Looking back, he yelled that it was the wrong thing, and he's mischarate that in terms of what he did. I heard B'Shem Rav Yashav, Yashav said, never hit your children. Avraham Leib said, only if they're four tonight. I only remember three of them. He said, the only kids that four tonight. One is very infrequently. Two, very infrequently, number one. Two is that you're not angry, right? You do a state and going. Other things, if you hit when you're angry, you have a Siddur Yisuf, and Yosef. If you're angry, you hit them. If you do it time, it's one thing. But if you do it then when you're angry, you have a Siddur Yisuf, and Yosef. So one is, what was the first one I said?
Infrequently.
Two, you're not angry. Three, not hard, like, you know, maybe like a little slap on the hand, nothing which is going to hurt. Ron Leib. Three is, it's a very, very light slap. I don't remember what the fourth one was. I guess maybe we said at a very young age, maybe that's what it was. And Bikaron, what? Was he right? Okay, so one second. So now, okay, now, the question is, no, so if you go, Rechaim Erechazal probably just quoted just Mamari Chazal, I once heard somebody giving, somebody in Shiva giving a whole thing, like, what do you mean? It says Chazal, if they're your children, well, this is a nice thing, and Maza, and what, well, yeah. So, you know, what changed and why would it be different? Saying. So, what changed and why would it be different would be a couple of things. Number one, I guess what changes get different is the one we said before, like if we're young lad hit, everyone agrees, you know, it's only lad hit. If you're b'chanan angry and you're doing ma'amish b'tor chinuch. If you're doing it b'tor upset, you're out. So that's one thing which, you know, possibly could change. Two is what changed is that the world changed and therefore a lot of things change. You know, now we live in a very open world, and you know, it's very different if you live in the shtetl and there weren't really much options of what to do and where to go and what to be, and therefore there was the sense of authority was different than the sense of whatever was different. You know, in the army, they could be much tougher on the 18-year-olds than we are in yeshiva. My eye, right? Here you can play in the army. What happens to you, right? You get court martial, right? Yep. Right, 18-year-olds up 5 o'clock, right? I don't know, 6 o'clock, what it is, right? What? They were, what? No, not idea. They're working hard. They're working hard. Very hard. Very hard. The kids up 6 o'clock, we're from the shape. All the shiva dropouts, they go there, whoa. They're like, they don't know what in the world. We just hit them, okay? they work you hard in the army. You know, you got, and you have to do everything, whatever. You step out of line, you know. It's like, you know, you don't, whatever. In yeshiva, we can't do that. In yeshiva, we can't do that. You know, you're in the army, you'll never be late once, okay? I don't care if you have triplets and at home. There's nothing to talk about. Okay? There's a little, yeah. They give you off the 3 weeks? No, they give you off the 3 weeks of your triplets, and then Zeho, nothing to talk about. Whatever it is, whatever there is, but there's nothing to talk about. There's no garbage, no games, and no whatever. In yeshiva, we're not able to do that. It just wouldn't work in such a system.
But it's dangerous to
such
say
system.
That things change.
No, I mean, I'm saying. What I'm saying changes. Look, in the army, they can do it. In yeshiva, we can't. Why not? I'm not saying it changed. I'm not saying it changed. I'm saying maybe in an ideal world, maybe there are many things that are not ideal now. In the army, it works. In yeshiva, it doesn't work. Why not? Why doesn't it work in yeshiva and it works in the army? What's the answer? What'd you say? Is she right? What? No, the army, you have nowhere to go. You have no other option. You have to be in the army. You have no choice. You have nowhere to go.
The army will go over there.
What is that? You have nowhere to go. If we did it in yeshiva, then you would just leave yeshiva, right? Saying, whatever. That's a sad fact. That's a sad fact of life.
That'd be hard enough.
Well, whatever. So therefore, no. Right. Let's chazor over again. Oh, okay. You know, I think whatever that. It's not that's subject. You know, it's aim biodino. It's not something which. No. Okay, let's go over. Everyone agrees to beat a child. Hold the dirt. I mean, that was insane. What are you talking about? That's whatever. You know, that's abuse. What? That's definitely.
No, the mean belt.
Also, another thing which changes is that the people are much weaker. The children are weaker. Emotionally, people are weaker. In other words, what if
you...
What? No, they can't handle it. They can't handle it. You know, they can't handle it, and they... No, they can't handle it. They're not built for it. So therefore, it's like much more of a... It's much more pegia. It's much more benafshi. It's much more... When you hit them, it's much more benafshi. It's much more whatever. And therefore, basically, therefore, in what's going on. There's a great book, a great chinuch book called Spirit of the Child. It's must read. Spirit of the Child. It's an excellent book by Rav Jacobson. It's excellent. He's like, he's a chinuch expert. Probably over the door. Like all the people who go to Chinuch Shirim are like a Tamidim of...
Ms. Benner?
Yes. Yes, she went to Shirim Baron. Yes, many times. Baal Kapanim. So, he brings out a story over there. He brings out a story of a 17-year-old girl, right? And he wrote in that her parents complained to her psychiatrist that she always like refuses her mother's affection, and the kid was saying, "I definitely do. The nails of my mother just makes me shiver from the pinches that she used to give me, and I hate those hands. And I can't even look at those hands." And there was a 17-year-old child, who ran away from home, writing this letter. They said, "After investigation." Into the family, you know, with the psychiatrist and the people involved. It was a regular, normal family. It wasn't anything crazy out of the ordinary. And the way the child takes it, this is one of the very important things in chinuch. You're projecting yourself onto your children. That's what you're doing. You're basing your life experiences. Their life experiences are different there, and what they go through is different than you. And the way they take things is different. Just like if you project your feelings onto your wife, you're like, you're out, right? You missed it, right? They feel differently, right? Women feel differently than men, right? And just because you don't understand why they feel like a way, but who cares? They feel like a way, right? That's the way it is. And they're different. So in children also, they're different. People are built differently. And the children nowadays, they're not built for it. And what you might think is a regular, normal thing, to them it might be just like total abuse. So therefore, it's mukubal, basically, across the board, basically, that... Right, like either like Aaron Leib said, maybe palm light. It can't be hard. It can't be that young age when you're not angry. You know, this is what to talk about. But if we're talking about older, if you're talking about then it's definitely not a good idea. In fact, the way the child takes it, I once, like, one of my children was, like, totally off the charts, being an upsetter, a young child. So I gave her a patch. Okay? What? What did you say? I wasn't upset. I wasn't angry. Just, like, just to, you know, she's like, just to bring her down to this world, like, hello, Earth.
How young?
What? She was six.
Like, to snap her out of it? Like,
to snap her out of it. She was like, not hard. It was not hard.
In the face?
No, not in the face. It wasn't hard. It wasn't ever. She was like, Aber Marbitz.
What does that mean?
You don't know in Hebrew. It's like, what? No, in terms of the children stepping out of line.
You can bite. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, in terms of children stepping out of line. So, children who step out of line. So, number one is, like Avshak says, whatever you can ignore, ignore. Most, whatever, you know, the least amount of things, the least amount of issues. Punishment is not chinuch. Punishment is not chinuch. Ignore, ignore. They don't see, you don't see. You don't have your eye rest. You don't have to see what's going on. They're doing something. What did I say? No, but depends. Right, you're talking about different things, probably.
I'm not angry. I love you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm almost.
I love you.
Yeah. So it gets in the morning. The most, the most. You don't have to see everything. The most you can stay out of and ignore is better. If you're ever in a power struggle with your kid, you lost. You're finished. You're done. I'm saying. If you're ever in a power struggle, you finished. You lost. You're done. I'm saying. In a power struggle. If he gets like, you know, his kid's like digging in now. He's digging in. I mean, your kids are young. How old are they? I'm saying that. So,
two.
No, if you know whatever, I'm saying, and he does something, and you give him another punishment, and you give him another punishment, and then like, oh, you're off, you're out. I'm saying, you know. But,
what
should
you do?
Wait, pick him up, take him out to the park. I don't know. Whatever.
So what could you ever do to me half then?
Wait, punishment is nachinach. Punishment is control. Punishment is control. It's nachinach. Punishment is, let's say, punishment is just you controlling the person, right? I could control you because I have a shlita over you. Why? I'm strong, right? Hitting is a form of, you're just being that. I'm stronger than him. He's going to beat him up. If he does something, therefore he's not going to do it. As soon as he has ability and he's just as strong as you, then he's going to do it, right? If, whenever you're giving a punishment, you're, not punishment, what? He's not going to do it because he's afraid. That's not chinuch. Chinuch is the basic of chinuch is that you when he gets the child to the age that he wants to do it. That's what you're trying to do, right? You're trying to get the kid who loves Yiddishkeit. He wants to do Yiddishkeit. Anytime he has a negative association to something which is going on, that gives a negative association to that thing. You know, the classic example, right? The kid who talks to him in school and his parents are always like screaming at him, right? So what's his association to davening? What? Association to davening, his parents screaming at him. Therefore, he has a negative association to davening. Anytime a person is getting punished, so that gives you a negative association. You're getting a negative. Am I losing the item?
No, listen.
Okay. You're getting a negative. Just think about yourself. Just think about yourself. There's certain things which you might have a negative association to with things which you got punished for. And a lot, right? What?
So if somebody's son, daughter is stepping out of line, so what are you supposed to do proactively?
What do you say? Right. Sometimes you're going to have to give a punishment. Sometimes you're going to punish. Right. Punishment, you realize you're not being mechanic them, you're just controlling them. Sometimes people have to be controlled. They just chew out that. Sometimes they have to just be step back in line. Sometimes when something done in public, maybe sometimes that could be whatever. You have to stop them now. You could stop them by just changing the channel. Right, to pick them up and go to the park, right? And just change. No, okay, fight. You have to be bechachma. It could be bechachma. There could be a punishment, like a classical punishment they say, which is like you do like timeout. Like for the next, like, two, like you have to, depending on what age, you put them in the room for 2 minutes or what? Okay, fine. But if it's really, really drastic, you're not going to talk to them for a minute. 2 minutes. Really drastic.
She steps in my baby's head, she doesn't give a stop going to the bedroom, take an hour then. She goes to the balcony, but,
What? I'm only going to have to, like, you have to save for things which are dangerous. Right. Things which are dangerous, you're going to have to do it to your child. It's control, yes, it's control. But you can't have your kid running through the street. You can't have him doing dangerous things. So then there, you're going to have to give a punishment, like a very serious punishment. But okay, Paul Vasham. If you have to get too much, then you're not in control. That's, if you have to punish, look, the teacher who comes into class and doesn't punish is the one who has control. The teacher who always punishes is the one who doesn't have control. The class. She doesn't have control. She's have authority. Alamai, authority is she's stronger than you.
You're so, you got a point where you don't have control.
What did I say?
You got a point where you don't have control. Now what do you do? You have to do something to
get control. So, the book has a lot of good examples of how to do it. You have to start from young age, things which they're going to listen to. Right, you know, you're not, you know, you're training from young age, things they can listen to.
How to get control.
How to get control, also. Which is, what? What did I say? But weiter, punishment is, weiter. Your goal as parents is, they want, when the kids are 19, 20, they should love Yiddishkeit, they want to do Yiddishkeit, and that's what your goal is. That's what you're trying to do. Things which, anything which is going to go away, ignore, right? Right, the story of the Biskarov, somebody dancing, somebody, the kid was like dancing on the table, and like a whole bunch of Rabbanim there, so they're like, why don't you be mechanichim? He goes, this is not chinuch, it's not chinuch. He's not going to be dancing on the table, he's 20 years old, right? So you know, I don't have to worry about it. Chinuch is things which are going to stay, that gets in the chinuch. It's not going to stay, that's not a chinuch. You want to get the most positive association to Yiddishkeit as opposed to negative association. Positive association is make them feel good about it. So the kid who comes to davening, when he gets a treat, that gives him a positive association. He's mashabeach and he gets positive association. And he screamed at and whatever. And the book gets a lot of great stories over there about the child who can't look at a Gemara. Every time he opens the Gemara, he just cringes. Every time he opens the Gemara, he cringes. What's the right word? He gets a sick feeling in his stomach. He's right over all the negative association he got from when he learned Gemara, where he was being put down or the bad thing of it.
Why do we understand that going to the street you get a patch, but being a college shop don't get a patch?
What do you say?
The college shop is more dangerous.
The two reasons. Because in the street, they don't chop, right? And they would have each have to just whatever, that's something, whatever. And the Chil Shabbos will. Do you have to teach them the will go away? What age are you talking about? Wait, what age are you talking about?
1.5
What age? 1.5 You hitting? He's not about chinuch. What age is he?
5-year-old.
Doesn't have.
Of course.
Question, because it's a theoretical question. It's theoretical because the answer is that you want to know straight textbook, or you want to know in the halacha. It's like, right? No, straight textbook, you want to know straight textbook? So we have to down is of a Rasha or not a Rasha? Is he a Rasha? What's the halacha?
Yes.
If he's a Rasha, then it's Machlokes. Is he a Rasha? Is he not a Rasha? Is he not chap better? Or whatever. But there's a whole different sugya. There's a sugya Mishav Mishal Ben. It goes back into that sugya. And it goes back to Mishav Mishal Ben. And for you, it's painful to be Machabi to your parents because of what you went through, which there are. No shortage of parents who ruin their children, 100%. And it is important as parents to make sure you don't ruin your children. And no shortage of them who do it. Right there, I'm not excusing anyone's behavior. You know, Kaiser went through Auschwitz and a lot of people came out normal, right? So whatever people went through, it wasn't Auschwitz. But it definitely, the parents definitely have a tremendous emotional bearing on children, and that could go into Mishal Ben. The pshat is that if they're not able to do it, and because then that'll be Efeskali Chavavia, and that'll be out of the realms of Yechiva Kibbet of the aim.
What is the getter then?
If you're very pained by them,
they say pour me a drink, you don't have to listen.
Depends whether you're able to or not able to. If you're able to do it, then yeah. If you're able to do it, you should do it. If you're not able to do it, so then it's like together the father when the father's a shaita, then you move away. That'll be together. Okay, fine. I'm getting very sidetracked today. Fine.